It's time for the 2019 Rome Wolves Coaches Preview Show on WLAQ and the new 96.9 FM. I'm Matt Davis, and today we're visiting with the head coach of the Wolves, John Reed. And Coach, first of all, thank you for your time today.
Well, thank you. Thanks to you for coming, Matt, and covering high school football.
Always excited about it. And, of course, this time of year, everything's getting kicked off, and you guys kick it off in a big way for the second season in a row. Matchup in a big stage with the Corky Kell Classic at Barron Stadium. Huge deal. And so what does it mean for your program and for the community, for that matter, to have this game played right here in Rome?
Well, I think the first thing is I think it's a big deal for our community to have the Corky Kell, to be on television, to highlight what Rome is all about and get some of our local businesses involved and so forth. So I think that's one thing. And then the type of football games that are going to get played for actually the kickoff of the Corky Kell, which is kind of neat, were the opening night. And I thought that was a big deal last year for the Corky Kell and the attendance and so forth. And then you just got a fantastic, not to put down the preliminary game, but you just got a fantastically talented team in Marietta coming in.
No question about it. And of course, last year you graduated a crop of great players, and some of their names were called upon for big roles ever since they were a freshman. And what sort of impact do you think those guys leave in terms of inspiring this year's team and other young players coming up in your system?
Well, I think that the one thing that, you know, and once they're gone, they're gone. So, I mean, not much we can do about that. But the one thing that I think that they would do would be, and some of the big names would be, is that you get young kids that want to be like them. So you get a young kid wants to be that starting quarterback. You get that young kid that wants to be that defensive end, or you get a young kid that wants to run the ball like Jemias or somebody like that.
And, Coach, of course, you guys have been practicing hard this summer, getting ready for a big matchup and a tough schedule throughout the year. What have been some of the most encouraging aspects of your spring and summer?
You know, I just think that, you know, professionalism and the maturity of the kids that come to work. I mean, a lot of these kids, you know, some of go to workouts in the morning in summer and then go to work after that. So I got a lot of respect for them and just the dedication to getting better. And you know, in the state of Georgia, it is a lot to ask of a kid, and they're up for the task a lot of times.
And, Coach, we talked a little bit about the encouraging aspects. What are some of the biggest areas that you feel like your team will need to grow throughout this season to achieve the kind of success you'd like to have?
Well, regardless of who's coming back, I think every year you've got to become this year's team, and I think we're working at that. And we graduated a lot of guys on defense, but there's a lot of guys that have been waiting for their opportunity. And I think it's always encouraging to see that kid that you thought was – you know, maybe an average player step up when it's his chance.
Coach, this is our fifth season in a row recording this preview, and since the first one, you've accumulated a 49-7 record at Rome, three straight region titles, a couple of state championships, a semifinal finish, and you've seen a lot of players grow and succeed in your program, and some of them taking it to the next level and playing on Saturdays. And it's clear that you take a lot of pride in teaching these guys how to be successful. So what's it like to see them grow and achieve like they have and will continue to do?
Well, I think that one of the things that we got a call from a couple of players the other night, just checking in from, you know, Virginia Tech or Georgia or whatever. And I said to my wife, man, suddenly we got a lot of kids to keep track of, which is a good thing. You know, I think that when you mentioned three region titles, I think that sometimes people don't realize how tough that is in this region. And it's just been interesting to see some of our kids, not only almost 30 or more go on to play in college football, but which this is a lot to keep track of on a Saturday, from everywhere from Cumberland to Florida Atlantic. But it's also interesting to see some of the ones that we had the first year in 2015 out in the business world. Now we have guys that are get their heating and air license, and they're out there making good money, and we look to continue that.
We're with the head coach of the Rome Wolves, John Reed, for our 2019 Rome Wolves Coaches Preview Show on WLAQ 1410 AM and the new 96.9 FM. We're going to take a break, and we come back, we're going to start to break down the offense for 2019.
Are you tired of that old rusty lawnmower that's been sitting in your yard forever? Do you have any old machinery that you just want to get rid of? Well, for years, Roman's been taking their scrap metal to Anniston Metals. Anniston Metals buys all types of metal, including aluminum, copper, and brass, and they can accommodate any size load from a pickup to a tractor trailer. And they pay top price. Anniston Metals, 4 East 3rd Street behind Southeastern Mills.
This is Mark Sklar, and I'm an independent insurance agent working for you, the policyholder. I utilize various well-regarded companies. Above all, I try to be a good insurance agent, for as the saying goes, your best insurance policy is a good agent. Jowers Color Insurance, a friend you can depend on. Call Jowers Color Insurance at 706-232-9704 or visit us at 706 East 2nd Avenue, Rome.
We are visiting with Dr. James Keene with the Proctor Keene Chiropractic Clinic. You never want to talk about car wrecks, but by golly, they happen anyway.
Well, that's true, Randy. And, you know, it's something that people don't take it serious enough. They get a little bump, and it may be a little bump in, but it creates it can create a lot of problems. Not always, but sometimes. If you're ever in some type of car wreck, you really need to get checked out, because the force that is involved there is the speed of the vehicle times the weight. And if it's the average vehicle is about 3,000 pounds, so if it's only running 10 miles an hour, you still got about 30,000 pounds of force. So if you have a problem from a car wreck, give chiropractic a try. We're in the office Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday, 8:30 to 12, 2 to 6, Saturday, 8:30 to 12.
We're back on the 2019 Rome Wolves Coaches Preview Show with the head coach, John Reed, on WLAQ. And the first thing I want to talk to you a little bit about, Coach, is your offensive coaching staff.
Well, yeah, I think it starts with our offensive coordinator and quarterback coach, Chris Bowden, who's been with us for quite some time. And I think he's done a fantastic job of creating an offense that you know, works around our abilities and the different abilities we may have every year. Next is offensive line coach Dan Inman, new guy. He's played at Georgia, and we're looking forward to having him out there and doing a great job with our offensive line. Jason King's our running back coach, does a great job. Obviously, we've had some really good running backs. And then Nick Bridges, not only is our head track coach, but he's also our wide receiver coach.
And, Coach, in terms of your offense, what type of offense will you be running this year? You said you sometimes have to adjust that personnel-wise.
You know, I think that the one thing people always have to, when they relate to our offense or when they look at our offense, we're going to have the offensive linemen's going to have their hands in the dirt and have a three-point stance, and we're going to challenge you with a power running game, even though we are going to have three receivers most of the time and four a lot of times. But you're going to have to deal with that as far as, you know, we had a prolific running game the last few years, and we score a lot of points, and we'll hit you with a quick strike. And I think our receiving corps will be really good this year. And our running backs, even though we graduated Jamias, I think people will find out that we have some good players back there that are capable and could have a great year. And offensive line is going to be very tough.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your offensive line, and let's talk about some of the guys that are going to be up front for you this year.
I guess you'd start with the two preseason first-team All-State guys that were also postseason All-State guys as juniors, and that's Aiden Gaines at center and Quantavius Leslie at left tackle. Those guys should be really good this year. They've really worked hard. I think they're leaner and a little bit more muscular and quicker, and that'll help. And then you got guys like Stefano Green, who played guard all year last year, is a really good player, really moves well. He's about 300-pounder. This is a big offensive line. Desmond Heath will play guard this year, and he's a really big kid, about 6'3", about 315, and really moves well, and he's going to be really powerful. And the right tackle will be Jabez Adams, who is another big kid, about 275, about 6'3".
You mentioned there's going to be some familiar guys out there in the backfield, but a lot of new faces too. So let's talk about your offensive backfield.
Well, I think you start with a quarterback, and you got Caleb Ellard, and then you got Deshaun back there that is coming on strong. And then we got running backs about four deep. You got, obviously, Nick Burge, who can play both sides of the ball, which is rare here. And then Trey Lawrence will be a really good running back. And Jay Blackwell would be a kid that not many people have heard of. And then a couple other kids, E.J. Burks. Then we got wide receivers, and I'm sure you're going to ask about them next.
Well, let's talk about your wide receivers, Coach.
Start with probably the senior guy. That would be Adam Peterson, who played some last year as a slot receiver, really good blocker. A new guy that people won't know about that's going to maybe have a big role is Dante Foster. Kenny Williams runs the ball well from the slot position. And then you've got Jay Wise, which I think he'll have a breakout year, and a basketball player slash football player named Justin Ingram, who's a tall, strong receiver.
And that's going to put a wrap on our discussion about the offense. We're going to take a break. And, yeah, you guessed it. We're going to flip over and talk about the defense. We'll also talk special teams in our next segment here on the program. But this is the 2019 Rome Wolves Coaches Preview Show on WLAQ. We'll be back to talk with Coach Reed some more when we come back.
Shannon Pharmacy on the Calhoun 4 Lane in Shannon wants your business. And Jeff Ratliff and his staff are ready to serve your every pharmacy need. They offer service you deserve and the quality you expect. And at Shannon Pharmacy, you're not just a number on a pill bottle, you're a person. And they offer you free delivery and accept most insurance plans. Jeff Ratliff grew up and still lives right there in the heart of Shannon. Shannon Pharmacy, truly your neighborhood pharmacy.
It's time for Kick Back to the Community, Fort Giddings & Kane Jewelers' annual silent auction that gives back to the charities our clients choose. This year, Brighter Birthdays, Free Clinic of Rome, and Mission Is Possible were the three charities they selected. August the 14th through August 24th, there'll be designated cases at Fort Giddings & Kane Jewelers with starting bids and buy it now options on dozens of specially selected pieces of jewelry and watches. Each of the highlighted charities will be selling bid cards for $10, a tax-deductible donation. You may come to Fort Giddings & Kane to buy a bid card and write in your own favorite 501c3 charity. Once you have a bid card, you may bid on as many items as you like. Kick back to our community with your friends at Fort Giddings & Kane Jewelers, 312 Broad Street in historic downtown Rome. Remember, everyone wins when we all kick back.
Georgia Metal Center on Shorter Avenue offers you residential and commercial roofing manufactured right here in-house. That's right, and all the accessories you need. Georgia Metal Center has C-Perlin, Z-Perlin, and Hat Channel, plus double bubble and commercial insulation. Georgia Metal Center also offers you pole barn trusses and components. Georgia Metal Center is your headquarters for vinyl siding, offering you 8 different colors and the accessories you need to get the job done right. Drop by and see Wayne and the staff at Georgia Metal Center, 2550 Shorter Avenue across from Oaknall Memorial Gardens. Call 706-235-6298. Georgia Metal Center, where you drive a little and you save a lot.
We're back with the head coach of the Rome Wolves, John Reed. And just like we did with the offense, let's talk a little bit about your defensive coaches for the upcoming season.
Well, once again, we'll start with our defensive coordinator, Wayne Groves, who also takes care of strength and conditioning in the weight room, does a great job with that. And I think we've had, you know, any more, if you have a defense that holds somebody under 3 touchdowns, that's pretty good. And we've been, I think, last or 2 years ago, we were the number one offense, number one defense in the state. And, you know, next would be our linebacker coach. Inside linebackers is Josh Carpenter, does a good job, and he's been with us for a couple of years. And then outside linebackers, Chris McFarland, and then I take care of the D-line.
And, Coach, let's talk a little bit about the defensive line. Who are some of the guys we're going to be hearing their names this year?
Well, luckily, we've got a couple guys that are coming back that have been really good players and really outstanding players last year. One of them is Raekwon Jones, first-team All-State, and just a tremendously powerful and talented player with a lot of speed. I think one of the most important players and one that doesn't get enough accolades is Jordan Neal. He's a defensive tackle, really good player. And then we're replacing some guys at end, and we're really happy with some of the guys we got. Bryant Wilkinson will be a junior, tall kid, long arms, really good wrestler. And then we'll kind of play by committee at strong end. We got Guyville Saint, who also plays fullback, Jamie Perez, and sometimes another guy may move over there. It might surprise some people.
And, Coach, let's talk a little bit about your linebacking core and then, of course, defensive backs and whatnot.
I think linebacking-wise, you got to start with Nick Burge, who's been in there for a couple of years, and he'll play the Sam backer spot. And then right now we're, you know, he's early in the season, but we're trying to work out who's going to play Mike. But right now Simon Nguyen's been getting most of the reps there. And then the Will spot is McKaylin Smith. And then Jamie on Leith and possibly Omari on Pugh. So we're still real early in August. I think that's still got to be sorted out, and that's what's fun because kids go out there and really work hard to earn spots. Safety, Tim Jones, Then the twin, Adam Peterson's brother, Scott Peterson, will be at the other safety. And right now we have Trey Lawrence playing some corner. We also have John Bull playing some corner. We also have Ethan Scales playing corner. And so it gives us some depth there at corner and with a couple other guys rolling in there.
And, Coach, obviously a big aspect of successful football teams is special teams, and I know you guys pay a great deal of attention to that. So who handles coaching duties in terms of special teams?
Well, this is new this year. In the past, it was kind of both Groves and I took care of most all of that, and I came up with all the schemes and so forth. But this year we're kind of turning it over to Coach McFarland, who's been a head coach and in numerous states, to kind of let him spend a little more time on special teams as he has outside backer duties also. But yet, you know, for example, I teach punters and kickers, and McFarland has long snappers, and he kind of delegates some of the duties, but they're spread across. We take most of the attack teams, and then like Emin will take the PAT inside guys. We take most of the attack teams with the defensive staff.
Well, let's start with the kicking team in terms of your special teams. Who are some of the guys that are going to be kicking the ball this year?
Well, we got Fernando Lopez out there, and he's going to be a backup kicker. But, man, he's coming on strong and really good. And Jair Herrera will be another backup kicker who's really performing well. But then you got the old standby, and that's Alonzo. And Alonzo is just going to be Rodriguez is just going to be tremendous. I think he's got the capabilities, if he wanted it, to be a Power 5 kicker and maybe further. I've had a couple pro kickers, and he kicks the ball high with enough power, enough accuracy. He's tremendous. He also plays some safety, and he may do some punting this year too. And Drew Cromer will also do some punting.
And, Coach, in terms of your return guys, who are the guys that are going to be trying to get you some good field position?
We got some good ones back there. Adam Peterson has great ability in the kicking return game on both punts and kickoffs. We've got Jay Wise, Bryson Hill. A.J. Blackwell will also take some duties. We're still trying to sort that out this time, Matt. And what's nice is we're not picking between one guy. We've got six or seven that could return it. Now it's an issue of can you catch it in ball security.
I know we've just talked about your defense and special teams, but I do have a question about some of the younger programs. I know you had your SOAP game a week or so ago. And so how are the middle school programs and the youth programs going with Rome?
Well, I mean, I think the SOAP game is a challenge for our kids, and really the only thing that didn't get done, and we got hit with a storm cell right when the varsity was going to play, which is okay because I think it was more important that the younger kids got to play. But, you know, they got to step up in the SOAP game. They got to play a group lower than them, like the eighth grader got to play the seventh grade, then they got to play the ninth grade the second quarter. But what was interesting is the next morning – we got to go to Hiram, and our teams really, really performed well at Hiram and against top-level 7A teams and so forth, Hillgroves and so forth. They really did outstanding from sixth grade. I don't know if we lost a quarter there, there was fantastic scores. I think sixth grade beat Hillgrove 62-0.
Wow. Well, that's going to wrap up our conversation about defense and special teams. We're going to take another break. When we come back, we've got one more segment, and in that segment, we're going to talk about the 2019 schedule. We're with John Reed, head coach of the Rome Wolves, on Talk Radio WLAQ and our preview show. We'll be right back.
At GNTC, our instructors are experts with real-world experience in their field. Our students learn career skills through hands-on training using the latest equipment. Georgia Northwestern is affordable and convenient. Earn your degree, diploma, or certificate by taking day, evening, or online classes at one of our six campus locations across Northwest Georgia. Apply now. Georgia Northwestern Technical College. Get trained. Get hired.
At Rome Orthopedic Center, we salute students, freshmen and seniors, athletes and artists, first stringers and choral singers, band majors and game changers. We hope you never need orthopedic care, but if you do, choose the only practice in the Rome area solely dedicated to the orthopedic needs of the students and families in our community. Rome Orthopedic Center. To make an appointment, call 706-292-0040.
It's hot outside. Stay cool. Call Ware Mechanical and let them service your air conditioning system. A checkup today can save you big money down the road. Call Ware Mechanical 706-234-3051 to set up a service appointment. Don't melt from the heat. Keep cool with Ware Mechanical, serving Rome and Floyd County for over 30 years. Ware Mechanical, we sell the best and service the rest.
Austin Ratliff's Armor Chief Pharmacy really wants your business. That's why when you go into the store, they know you by name, not by prescription number. They offer discount pricing all the time. And when you shop there, you're shopping locally because they're owned and operated locally and the money circulates right here in your town. And one other convenience, you need free delivery? They've got it. How about that? Austin Ratliff's Armor Chief Pharmacy on the Martha Berry Highway across from the high school.
We're back one last time with Coach Reed here at Rome High as we get ready for the 2019 season. As we mentioned in our opening segment, Coach, you guys are going to begin the season on the big stage playing against a big-time team in Marietta. So let's walk our way through your schedule.
Well, you start out with Marietta. And that enough said with that, and that's going to be like a – you're going to have to play at state championship level execution to win that football game. You know, and then we got bye week, we got North Clayton, then we go to Kell and Carrollton, which I don't like early, but there's nothing about it I could do about it. I'd like to spread that out. But if we could play well enough and get through those, you know, that's a good start to our season. And then, you know, you're in the region play. And those are, like I said, those are our first two region games, Kell and Carrollton. They'll both be ranked in the top 10. Then you find out, you know, you had a tough Woodland team. It's hard to play against their offense. And then somebody in that group is just waiting to be a playoff contender, and you got to be ready every Friday night.
No question about it. And, of course, you're going to play Cass, Woodland, East Paulding, Paulding County, Hiram, Villarica, and every week is just a battle to come up with the wins and finish the season the way you want to. But I know it's an exciting time of year, and one of the things I always enjoy about doing these interviews is you can really feel the anticipation, enthusiasm, and excitement from the coaches. So, Coach, I really appreciate your time today and certainly wish you and the Rome Wolves the best of luck this season.
Well, thanks, Matt, and just keep rolling, man. We appreciate all the things you guys do, and your dedication to high school sports makes it more fun for us.
Well, thank you, sir, and that's going to put a wrap here on our 2019 Rome Wolves High School Football Preview Show on WLAQ and our previews for that matter. We appreciate you listening this year and hope you enjoyed our preview shows this year, and thank you.